were amazed and delighted to see that a lot more has survived than we expected late last night. The latest I've heard is that all three rose windows remain intact, which is very good news, but the collapse of the spire was one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen as a medievalist. To lose a city's cathedral, Notre Dame de Paris has a civic identity, and it has survived the Hundred Years' War. It survived, St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre, the Commune, the First World War, the Second World War, and for it to almost collapse due to an accident in 2019, I think will shock people who care about culture the world over. But it has survived in some sense, and hopefully this gets us to reflect a lot more on health and safety, and to treasure the things we do have, and to not take them for granted. I think it'll be a mammoth task to rebuild it. These things take a long time. This is a 12th century cathedral that took about four decades to take its form. And when it was vaulted and the facade was completed in 1220, it underwent another transformation for another 20 years. However, these things are built to last. And I think I've heard that it will be rebuilt in the Gothic style with the same techniques. And hopefully this won't happen again. Take, for example, at Canterbury Cathedral in 1174, after that fire, the monks at Canterbury bring in French Gothic builders to create what is now our cathedral in Canterbury to avoid fires in the future, and the stone vault keeps the building from collapse. When that's wooden, it falls down and everything goes ablaze, but when it's stone, it's strong. And seeing the photographs this morning of Notre Dame de Paris with only one vault pierced, and that whole spire came down, is just incredible. And that's how well built the Gothic vault system is. They're designed to last.